You're listening to One Wisdom.
Nowhere to hide and nowhere to run. You got a charisma of 20, but a wisdom of one.
Is everybody emotionally prepared?
I mean...
No.
So wait, what the fuck happened last time?
Roll remember.
Yeah, roll for remember. So as I recall, you jumped off of a cliff for no fucking reason.
He didn't jump off. He was thrown off by a brilliant wizard who used him as a melee weapon.
I mean, I was totally going to do it anyway, especially after I wanted to just wipe the pee off of that guy's face with my boot.
So sweet of you.
So basically, you chased the evil blind dwarf, peed on him, ate some of his acid, jumped off of cliffs, fought him underwater, and then he disappeared under the water.
I also remember I did something brilliant with a floating disc, but I don't remember the specifics, but I remember it was brilliant.
Oh, yeah!
It was the magical equivalent of tying an anchor around your foot and throwing it off the cliff. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Got me down.
Brilliant.
So yeah, so that's where you guys are, shivering wet in a very small hallway-shaped room in an air pocket with an iron door.
Air pocket, air pocket.
When your mom's gone, and what you gonna do?
Air pocket. Yum.
Excellent. That's pretty much it. Nobody is horribly wounded. Skankrot took some belly flop damage, as I recall.
It's fine.
Dummy.
There's a door. Somebody should be running towards it.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Where's my crystal at? I'm gonna have to meditate some point soon, and I want to get that crystal.
Isn't it at the bottom of the lake?
Yeah. Let me see that spinner. I'll go get it.
Sure. Yeah, I'm going to look through it, and I'll point you in the right direction.
All right. I'll just get in the water. I'll use you as like a kickboard or something.
You know, I'm going to put my head in. I'm going to look. I'm going to spot it. And then we'll like Marco Polo it, okay?
No. I'll just like motor you around through the water and push you into things and, you know.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Marco.
Come on!
All right, so I'll duck my head in the water with the spanner.
Okay.
And look for, like, a magically glow.
Okay. So, Skankra, go ahead and roll a perception.
Okay.
Already?
Already!
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's amazing.
You know, your best bet is probably just to dog paddle around, and then I'll just point.
Yeah.
Like, if I point in a random direction, you probably have a better chance.
Oh, wait.
Sorry. Book of Random gave me a gem. So, Skankra, you put the spanner to your eye. You're holding your breath, so it is a little bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
And you look around, and you do see a golden glow probably 50 feet away, tucked behind a rock on the undersurface of the lake, the hard part of the water where fish can't go.
The floor water.
And then you pull your head back up, and you feel kind of dizzy and a little weird, but you can't quite place what's going on, so.
It's behind that rock there. There's a golden glow. I'm going to point to it accurately in the spirit of fair play.
Sweet. Dagon dives in with no questions and just starts swimming like a maniac.
Okay. Dagon, swimming there is not a problem, so don't have to worry about that. But go ahead and roll perception for searching.
Oh! Wow! That's crazy. I just did the opposite. I did, like, the Book of Random into the good.
Okay, Dagon.
Natty 20!
So you look around. You do not find your pouch.
It's bullshit.
But you do find a small copper ring. It looks very tarnished. It's the super green version of copper after it...
oxidizes. Yeah.
Ooh, oxifies.
Incidentally, that's why the Statue of Liberty is green.
That's right. Oxifizes.
Oxidized copper.
Because it's on the surface of the water.
Where it gets less wet.
Yeah, that's right. The really dry part of water.
No wonder why so many people listen to this podcast.
Exactly,
like,
yes.
The fives of people.
Yeah, with gems like that. So yeah, it's a copper ring. It has a lion's head, but it looks like it's a ring, but you do not see a pouch. And as you're looking around, you don't see anything that looks pouchy.
God damn it. Well, guess I better put this ring on so I don't lose it. I mean...
I'm glad that he still speaks his inner monologue when alone and underwater.
Yes, he probably would too.
Narrating what I'm doing, narrating what I'm doing. I'm going to have to poop soon.
Thank you.
That's the end of the tube.
So, okay, Dagon sticks his head back up out of the water. So are you hiding the ring? What are you...
No, I'm wearing it.
Okay, you just stick it right on your finger. Okay.
Yeah. But, like, the crystal thing, I need that pouch. You gotta look again, Skanky.
Look, if you don't see it there, I don't see anything else on the spanner. What are the chances the wizard took it?
Well, but no.
Where else would it be? The wizard's gotta have it.
So you're gonna need to do a constitution save.
Oh, fun. Okay, constitution saving throw. 14?
14. That's not terrible. The hand that has the ring on, shockingly enough, starts to feel numb and achingly cold. The joints around your bones feel super cold, almost like you've had your hand in a pile of snow for 20 minutes or so.
Ah!
And you look down and the water droplets that are all over you are actually freezing to the skin that's on your hand.
Holy crap! All right, take it off.
Okay, slip it off and you get that tingling sensation for when you warm back up again.
Oh, hate that.
I know where else you could put it.
The 21st dwarf?
The 21st dwarf, yeah.
I mean, no.
In a couple minutes, it comes back in all the stages of cold that you're used to.
What the hell is this thing anyway?
So I pass it to Runnus, because he works with metal.
Put it on a different finger, see what happens.
Hey, Runnus, what is this thing?
It's a ring. I just suck at it, because life. Looks like a lion's head on it, and it's green. You're welcome.
A green lion ring.
I didn't roll very well.
You know, if you don't need it, I'll take it.
I'll trade you for the spanner. I need to go look around in that thing.
Oh, yeah, no, that's definitely not going to be a thing. But you can give it to me if you want.
False.
Animal handling.
What, animal handling? Again?
Give me the ring. You don't want the ring. Give it the ring. Give it.
Yes.
I would say disadvantage because of his current attitude.
Yeah, so...
Wait, what's disadvantage? Did I roll 2 in the worst one?
Yes.
Yeah, and take the lower, yep.
All right. Oh, goddamn disadvantage. Because I got a 20 and a 5.
Oh.
Aww.
So, Dagon, go ahead and roll, I guess, a wisdom save?
Okay. All right. 12?
Okay. Yeah. You get the feeling, kind of the instinctive reaction, that you have the possibility of controlling the effect. It wasn't entirely out of your control. It was just you didn't know what it was doing, you weren't paying attention, and so it just acted naturally.
It's just about where you placed it on your body.
Right.
It's the other type of ring.
No, Skankraw, my name is not Prince Albert. Leave me alone.
I mean, aren't you curious just to try it just once?
Negative. But I do think, my precious, that this is going to be a better time this go.
And he puts it back on.
Okay. Do another constitution save, but advantage this time.
All right. Wow. I got a 20 and a 3. So I'll take the 20.
Whoa.
Well then, your hand feels perfectly natural, but you feel a building up of chi in your right arm. You feel this tingling energy of excess chi.
Yeah, I'm going to use it to, like, punch that door.
Oh, good idea. Punch things.
Go ahead and roll a melee attack.
I get down into, like, a squatting stance position, and I do several breaths of cleansing and focus energy, and then... Oh my god. We need to have cameras because I swear to God I'm not lying. That's another crit 20.
No shit.
Holy crap. All right.
The door is so cold now.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, you punch it so hard the handle that says pull just falls right off.
And then we can't possibly open it ever.
Go ahead and roll damage.
Oh, 4 points of damage.
And then go ahead and roll a d8.
8.
He's the door puncher.
So you punch the door, it makes a colossal metallic cracking sound and falls flat into the room behind it. There's ice that immediately forms on the metal, and you can see stress fractures that crack all the way down the door. You just blew it off the hinges.
Hell yeah!
Dig in the door, puncher!
What's up?
And then as you relax, your hand warms back up. So it felt cold as you punched, but not in the damaging, painful kind of way this time.
Fun.
And then as you relaxed, it warmed back up.
I like my new ring.
Thanks, Skanky.
You know, I don't feel so good about this interaction anymore. See, I tried to be helpful.
And you were.
And who got rewarded?
Yeah.
The help got rewarded for the work that I did.
I know, selfless helping hurts your brain, doesn't it, Skanky?
So selfless.
Yes. Your half-hearted desire to help was offset by your rolling of a 1, which made you actually really help a lot.
Oh, God.
Was the logic at play there?
Awesome.
That makes perfect sense. Oh, no.
Yay.
All right. I would like to hug Dagon tenderly. I mean, I rolled a one. Oh, he's dead.
Lighting them. Yep, pretty much. All right, so that's cool. The room that's behind the frozen and demolished door is another relatively small room, and you see that there are no exits on any of the far walls, but there is a wide crack that's in the floor that appears to be 3 feet wide from one end to the other, and the crack itself extends through the entire width of the room.
Punch it!
And you see a blood trail that comes from the door and stops at the crack. Doesn't even take a practiced tracker to know that somebody was bleeding rather heavily and then they went down the crack.
You guys, I think a bloody person went down this crack.
Yes, we all have eyeballs. Jump in the crack.
That's really good, Dagon. Good job. I saw that too, but thanks for participating.
Yeah. So let's look inside the crack, I guess, right?
Jump, 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 jump.
You can see as far as your dark vision can show, which I believe is 50 feet. It's a crack in the stone. There are some variations, but for the most part, it's straight down. The good news is, if you were planning on climbing it, is that the fact that it's 3 feet wide, you could actually put your feet on one end and your body on the other and kind of walk yourself down.
So I take out a torch from my explorer's pack.
Okay.
I light it.
What pack? You have no pack.
Oh, that's right.
You got shit.
All of your stuff fell off. The only thing you have is your magic knife.
Hey, do you got one of those torches?
Here you go.
So he lights it on fire and then drops it down the crack.
It tumbles end over end over end. Doesn't hit anything that stops its downward progress until it just fades out of sight.
So it's totally safe. You won't hit anything.
Hey, you guys, I think it goes down for quite a while.
Well, then you better run to catch up.
And very faintly you hear...
Ah, you sons of bitches!
Wait, really?
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hold on, I'm rolling performance, P.
Yeah.
I only got a 9.
Everyone's watching, you know how it is. Runnus is
like, oh, I can't believe we have to do more climbing.
So, Dwark, how are you at performance poop?
I mean...
end over end into the darkness.
Oh, God. This is going uphill fast. So, I'm just gonna start climbing down.
Oh yeah, super. And I have a lot of rope. Runneth had some rope, but someone cut it in half to do something with some sort of magic disc or something. I don't know. Whatever. So he only has half of his rope.
Hey, you should use your floating disc parachute.
Look, the person who brilliantly used the magic disc still has all of his shit.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Just saying.
So everyone starts climbing down. It's not an incredibly difficult climb. There are lots of handholds. As you go down a bit, you see some old pitons that someone had put in cracks at important places. There are footholds that are chipped out, but then there are also just natural cracks in this area. So for the most part, as long as you're paying attention and not messing about, Skankraw,
cast grease.
You'll probably be able to climb without needing to do any checks, basically.
Okay.
Protecting you from the hilarity of your inevitable ones every time.
Yes, exactly.
Is everyone just climbing?
And... I mean, I'm just going as fast as I can within 80% level of safety.
Okay, so Dagon and Kaylee are actually outdistancing you guys pretty quickly since they're climb racing, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And Runnus is very slow, so Skankraw, I'm sure you can end up right in the middle there if you so choose.
I always want to be in the middle. That's why we have cannon fodder.
So Dagon, you realize that the DM had totally forgotten to mention a key detail as you guys were climbing. So, That blood trail that led into the crack, you saw evidence of it climbing down. Bloody handprints, spatters, dripping. Clearly there was some heavy wounds going on, and you know from your experience that you would have expected to find a corpse pretty soon with that amount of blood. But as you continued to climb down, those blood spatters got smaller and smaller until finally it just disappeared entirely.
No body, less blood. Healed?
Tastes great, less filling.
Wow, that's using your average intelligence.
So,
yes, he's much less leaky. His water floors seem to have become more watertight.
Yeah. He's good at keeping food in his body without leaking.
Yeah, so just a detail, I'm sure it doesn't mean anything, but not a lot of interesting things happen in your down climb, except for just how long this is actually taking. You are climbing down and down and down and down, and nothing is really changing. It doesn't take very long where you can't look up and see the room anymore. The crevasse just continues above you and below you, and it's hours and hours that are going by.
Oh, shit.
You're actually starting to get pretty fatigued at this point. Go ahead and roll perception.
Are we climbing in circles?
That's right.
I perceive that we are climbing down a crack.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not in the hilarious way. The normal way that I perceive things.
I perceived pretty well. 17.
Okay. Dagan, you caught movement out of the corner of your eye as you're climbing, and you see three of the spiders.
Oh, shit.
That you saw that were the web-maintaining spiders, the dinner plate-sized spiders that actually didn't do anything bad to you at all. It completely ignored you guys.
Except they were delicious.
I don't think you ate any of those ones.
We ate their bigger brothers.
We ate the bigger ones.
Yeah.
Hello, spider friends.
They're working on a web in the far corner as you're down climbing. You notice that, wait a minute, there are strands all over the place here. Looks like you're in spider territory.
Mm. Hey, have you guys heard the story of the farmer and the two-faced lord? It's really great and available in paperback soon. I know the spiders really love the story.
Runnus says,
guys, I need to take a break. I'm climbing in plate armor for Christ's sake. Actually, I don't know Christ, for Ulot's sake.
He puts a piton in and starts resting. It is rather hard to climb in heavy, heavy armor.
I'll come keep company. You can pray while I meditate.
And so I climb up and then like make a sling chair thing.
Okay.
That you sit in.
Yep.
I'm going to go further down and work on my recipe book.
So, Dagan, go ahead and roll. What is make?
Not get eaten by spiders?
No, just, boy, there's just nothing that...
Roll a roll.
Yeah, just roll a roll.
Roll a roll.
If you do terribly, it'll be fun to watch you fall.
Six.
Okay, that's fine. You're able to tie the rope around your ankle. You're now hanging upside down by your ankle, but at least you're not holding your weight up with your arms anymore.
Perfect. The blood can go to my meditation zone.
The resting headache that you're used to having from all of the other episodes.
Yes, this feels so comfortable and normal.
So everyone's just sort of hanging out, drinking a little bit of water, eating a little bit of food. Skankra.
Yes.
Roll a wisdom save.
Fuck. Fuck. Five. Maybe I should meditate like those idiots.
Yes, maybe you should. You need to get your spells back because you used a lot of spell slots, right?
What's a spell slot?
Exactly.
Skankra, how wounded are you? Do you need healing?
Oh, yeah, I'm down to 5 hit points, which for me is pretty good, but I could use some more.
Okay.
I feel really raw on the front part of me. It's pretty sore.
Yeah.
I did notice that the entire front half of you is bright pink.
So he touches your shoulder and you heal 5 points of damage.
Woohoo!
And the redness fades away.
So while we're short resting here and Dagan's meditating, mm-hmm. Does that mean I get my key points back?
What's a key point?
A key point is like a monk thing that you can trade key points in to do special feats like multiple attacks or being fast.
Okay, I'm already bored. If I don't get any, I don't really care.
Perfect.
Skankra, re-roll your damn wisdom save and do better.
17, bitch!
Okay.
Plus one, I'm 18.
Okay, so you're closing your eyes to pretend to meditate and read your spell books.
My incompetence was ruining the story.
Nobody knows that the big giant spell book that you carry with you is entirely blank because you haven't actually learned any spells or bothered any of that stuff.
I just work from confidence.
So you feel a mystical tingle. And I realized how that sounds right as it came out of my mouth.
I better put that cold thing on my 21st dwarf.
You feel sort of drawn to the far end of the crevasse. You feel like going forward into an isolated section.
Oh, always.
You hear a faint crystal tone coming from your pouch. Zing, 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 zing. And it gets louder as you get closer. And you notice that tucked in the corner is a rather intricate spider web. And one of the dinner plate spiders is building a new section. And as you get closer, the vibration gets stronger and the tone gets a little louder.
Ooh, cool. I will continue to get closer to it, investigate.
Okay. As you close your eyes and your breath slows, your hearing fades to a distant white noise as you are sinking into a deeper level of mystical focus. There's a sudden flash of white light, and before you appears a six-sided crystal. It slowly spins and sparkles in the light, and your world is reflected in the color of whichever side is facing you as it slowly turns from blue...
You son of a bitch!
...to blue... ...to...
It's 10 p.m. on a Saturday. Do you know where your children are? For many unlucky parents across the country, the answer is yes. Their children are where they are most weekend nights, in the basement with their friends, doing something that dismays and depresses the good people of our nation. They're playing a game, a dangerous game. It's called many things on the street, Dungeons and Dragons, role-playing games, subterranean sex avoidance. Warning signs include post-pubescent retainers, posters of topless mythical creatures, and the avoidance of the sun. If you hear words like damage reduction, plus two weapons, or DMs that are obeyed, not slid into, you have every right to be concerned. Intervene now before it's too late, and you look under your loved one's bed and discover a secret bag of dice.
You're listening to A Wisdom of One.
If you hit the ground in a single round, it's a gamble for your life.
I am going to beat him to a tiny, tiny pile of rotten flesh.
I love how Scott's wisdom saving throw in real life took him that long.
I have tears coming out.
Fucking fuck!
Alright. Green and red and back again. And you hear a faint whisper from behind your head. The crystal fades before your eyes, and you can see white glowing strands appear by the billions, some near, some far, and all twisting and connected in completely unfathomable ways. They appear to go on forever, disappearing in the far distance in every possible direction. You are pulled upward until you come to a glowing strand of web, for you recognize it now as such. This strand looks identical to all the others, yet your eyes are drawn to it. Suddenly the vision changes, and you see a cavern bathed in hot red light, and a small, hunched form pushes what looks like a vendor's pushcart, even though no other creature is there in the room with it. You hear a faint moaning and grumbling coming from this figure.
No, no, of course there's lava here for me to wade through. Why wouldn't there be lava? Well done, Timora. You've got me again. I bet there even was a solid stone bridge here, standing for thousands of years, carrying people back and forth and back again with no signs of wear. And it just happens to fall in right before I get here, huh?
And your eyes are drawn to the cart's glass-fronted display case, which sports a few ragged items, but in the center of these items, there is a black iron ring with bands of unknown writing that shine in a sinister purple that glow into the darkness.
Oh, give me.
Your eyes snap open, and the vision is gone.
I want that ring. How will I find it?
What does Dagon notice?
I will have to El-Goog it, which is Google backwards, by the way.
The spider looks at you and doesn't really offer a whole lot of advice. You cracked my code, too, huh? The blue, red, yellow, blue, green, red.
What does Dagon notice?
You don't notice shit, because I went off down to my own place. So now, enjoy the sensation of knowing I have it. Scott knows, but Dagon doesn't.
Yeah.
Enjoy the frustration.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. But I'm going to enjoy it more when I break your tiny body into his tiny frozen shards like the Terminator.
Yes, but you have no reason to do it yet.
Oh, I have plenty of reasons. I'll just do it to see what else he's stolen from me.
You can also look at it this way, not to be the lawyer for Skankrock, because boy, that's a job I would never want to have. If he hadn't stolen it from you, then you would have lost it in the water incident. So he saved it, in a way.
I saved it. I clearly deserve not only to keep it, but some sort of a medal.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you should do laundry for me for a while.
I'm going to give you a copper lion ring's worth of metal into your teeth.
Oh, God, that was such a good moment.
Yes, it was awesome. Let's do more of these moments.
Oh, your frustration is delicious.
All right.
Give me that ring.
You hear Runnus going through his passive-aggressive mantra, but he does it a little quieter this time. And an hour passes by. Oh, Dagon.
Yeah.
Not to put ideas in your head, but this whole thing reminded me, do you want to focus on those instructions that you picked up when you had this thing called the crystal?
Do you want to roll remember first?
I remember what the pictures looked like.
No, I was actually waiting for an opportunity to do that. Okay. While I was meditating, I wanted to, like, focus A, on the instructions, and B, on, like, where's my crystal?
The wizard took it.
I want my crystal.
The bad one, not me.
You're still not specific enough.
Yeah.
Bad wizard, that sounds like Skankra.
The bad one who is effectual.
Yeah.
In both the literal and figurative meanings of bad, he's both ineffectual and evil.
Okay, yeah, so I'm, like, trying to remember the instructions and doing all the thinking shit. Green Skankra, fuck, what is that thing?
Oh, chakra.
Chakra?
Yep.
Yes. God damn it.
You're such a good monk. They did such good work at the box.
Yes, well, my brain got infected.
They taught him how a mouse is bigger or something. I don't know.
Sometimes the mouse wins because, you know, angry is stupid. Or something.
Then the bowl makes a sound that's quack.
Okay, so how about roll an insight?
Okay. Oh, hey, I'm good at that, actually. Okay, 13?
You feel like you've taken a step closer, but not there yet. But you've definitely determined that the instructions are guiding you to the ability to step into light and actually transport yourself to another area through the light source. Ooh. So, for example, if you had a hallway with two torches, you could step into the light of one torch and appear in the second torch's light.
Ooh.
Yeah, I want to know how to do that with brain power.
Yeah, exactly.
If only you still had some sort of a crystal that could help you.
Help me focus?
Yeah, you should probably focus on finding your... Oh, it's gone.
Underwater forever. It's sad, really.
Oh, it's so sad.
Ah.
Okay, awesome. So other than that, the hour passes uneventfully. Runa says he feels a lot better.
And just to clarify, I can't swallow the crystal like I tried last episode.
Yes, it's too big.
Damn. So, okay, are we ready to go? I feel a lot better. Did anyone else eat some food? Because can't let your energy get down. That'd be super sad.
Oh, yeah. Does anybody want me to whip something up for them? I've got some spiders.
Well, you don't have any moldering corpses, I hope.
Well, we have some spiders here. We have some webs. We have, you know, whatever came out of Dagon's performance poop. I'm sure we're near it. You know what goes well with spiders? Frustration. It feels like there's a lot of frustration in the room that would be so delicious.
I normally would say that that sounds horrible, but your last meal was so amazing. Go ahead. That'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, Skankra, I would actually like one of those spiders. Why don't you spend a few minutes, you know, making a spider for me?
Okay, great. So we're going to do some pasta made out of the web. So we're going to spin it all up into pasta, take the nice sashimi slices of the spider onto the pasta with a nice frustration reduction.
Pasta? Where'd you get pasta?
It's the spider webs.
Yeah, angel hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hello, dear listener. Yes, they're at it again. Unbeknownst to Skankra, while he is focusing on preparing his spider meal, and yes, gross, Dagon has snuck up behind and is attempting to rifle through Skankra's pouch. Will he be successful? We'll see. And now, back to the story. Go ahead and roll a performance, maybe?
I rolled a 19!
Nice!
Plus performance gives it a 23.
Okay, so you catch and crush a spider and wrap it in some web and you garnish it. It plates really well. It looks really good.
Oh yeah, because you want contrasting colors. We have the black of the spider and then the white of the web. It really draws the eye. Presentation is almost as important as the actual flavor. Because your eyes eat first.
So everyone's admiring your work of art on whatever plate or plate equivalent you're handing out. And Dagon happily grabs a fistful and shoves it in his mouth. But it's crushed spider wrapped in thread. It's horrible.
Oh my God.
It's just awful. So, Skankra, go ahead and roll another 20.
20! Oh my God! Roll a 20!
Fuck!
Okay, so your cooking skills have worn off.
For what you had to work with, it was fantastic. I really appreciate it, but I'm gonna go throw up now, okay?
Yeah.
Look, just because you don't understand the food doesn't mean it's not good food. It just means you have a shitty palate.
Ugh. Who's got water?
What do you want, some mozzarella sticks?
Isn't it pronounced mozzarella?
Mozzarella!
Mozzarella!
Mozzarella! Inside joke no one's gonna get.
Awesome.
So as Dagon is spitting the food out into the pit there, he reaches for your bag and starts rummaging through the top of your bag, Skankra, in a very clumsy sort of manner.
Whoa! No fucking way!
You grab his wrist, and you're not overpowering him or anything, but without even thinking about it, you send a jolt of mystical energy towards him, and all of a sudden, he starts glowing this pinkish glow that fills the whole room, and you see that his chest is emanating this very bright pink energy, sort of like E.T., you know, phone home, and just filling the room full of light.
Ha! Yeah, get your hands off it, or I'll turn you into the sun, bitch.
I was just, I'm, wanted to borrow that spanner so I could go find my crystal.
Yeah, go fuck off.
Are you sure you don't know anything about that? Maybe Runnus could, like, do the zone of truth for a minute here, and we could find out what happened.
About what?
It seems like the bad guy's getting away.
Oh, shit, okay, all right.
Yeah, meanwhile, there are racists. Guys.
Yeah, let's go kick some racist dwarfs in.
Yeah, seriously, we just gave that racist, like, an hour head start.
Yeah.
Guys, we need to focus.
Yeah.
I totally agree. We shouldn't be bickering amongst ourselves. We have much bigger problems, and they're all down below us and above us.
So I'm glowing pink, right?
That's cute. What's that about?
I don't know.
It might be puberty for dwarves.
I guess I'm just blushing.
It's pretty nice. I don't need my goggles anymore. I can see perfectly well, so... Thank you, I guess, but,
I guess I'm just a guiding light now.
Yeah, a pink beacon to us all.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you beacon yourself forward? Let's go.
Yeah.
So everyone's climbing. It's about another 2 hours of down climbing, and you're getting tired again.
Should we stop and meditate again?
You can if you want. One thing that is nice, though, like when your arms start getting shaky, you can just stick out your legs flat against the wall and kind of rest. Kind of a sitting position with your legs out. So that's nice. But in the pink light, you start to see shimmers of light down below you. Reflections and shadows moving around that lead you to believe that there is a floor coming up below you there.
Mm.
The crevasse is ending.
Yay!
Hey, Runnus, you know that map? Where do you think we are, like, on that thing?
Oh, yeah. See this little scriggle here? This is the crevasse that we've been going down in. It just under a mile long. Yeah, I probably should have warned you guys about that, I guess.
Yeah.
It ends right at this doohickey here. And then there appears to be some sort of mechanical device. At least that's what the map says. About halfway down to the bottom.
Let's go.
Okay.
So Kaylee says,
Dagan, since you're glowing pink, maybe I should go ahead and be super quiet and see what's up there? Or down there?
Yeah, I suppose. That makes sense.
Oh, and I'm gonna be super quiet about it, too.
She climbs down, and she calls up to you guys.
There's some people, they're hanging around the water, and they're really weird looking. Come on down, guys.
Oh, cool. People.
Great. So that was her being quiet?
Yeah, that wasn't great.
Man, she's so awesome on stealth rolls. She's breaking her ankles and shit.
I mean, she's really part of the team.
Stabbing herself in the chest.
I decide to fit in wherever I go.
Yeah.
And you hear some sort of reaction away from her, and you see the lights flickering, lots of different colors, like, and a couple sounds that sound like...
How far are we from the ground?
10 feet.
10 feet?
Jump.
Oh, definitely jumping.
Okay. No need to really roll. You just drop down onto your feet. The superhero combat stance. And Skankro, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm going to go down in a dignified fashion. Okay. Slowly and carefully, you know, because I'm too pretty to die.
You daintily climb down. You're actually pretty good at this climbing thing by now. You've had like 4 or 5 hours of practice.
I've always been good at climbing. Don't you remember?
Oh, right. The very first episode, right?
Yeah, the first episode, I demonstrated an amazing amount of climbing.
Yeah.
That's right. I heard a rumor that some of the guards were talking about this guy who waved his arms around and then slammed his head into a door.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
He was brilliant.
Yeah.
So you hear above you, and
yeah,
Runnus crashes down on his back in armor.
Crash.
How'd that go?
Not great, if I'm telling the truth.
So Dagan and Skankra, you're in a large cavern. You are on the far side of a small pond. There are the, what is it, phosphorescent?
Bioluminescent?
Bioluminescent mushrooms everywhere. I don't know why I always say phosphorescent. Anyway, bioluminescent mushrooms everywhere, giving this purplish, greenish hue to the overall cavern. There are 6 figures on the far side of this pond, and all of the flashing lights are coming from their direction. You can't really make out exactly what they are. They look shorter than humans, but kind of humanoid-y. 2 of them are kneeling by the water, and they appear to be dipping cloth down into it and bringing it back up in kind of the standard I'm washing clothes in the water motions. You can hear the sounds are coming from them, like... and flicker, 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 lights, all different colors, red, green, blue, orange, purple, but it's all coming from that general area.
Cool. Thunderwave.
Dagon, the glowing pink ball of death, is now standing in front, and there's another extra flicker of light when he appears. The crowd reacts. Flicker, flicker, flicker.
About how far away across the pond is it?
50 feet. It would take you about 2 combat rounds to run around the side and
kill them.
Hug them.
He starts running at a full 70 towards them.
Hey, have you guys seen any racists?
hey guys, I gotta ask you a question.
I say in Dwarvish.
Okay. As you're running at full 70. Flicker, 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 flicker.
Hey, you guys. I'm gonna talk.
As you are running closer, you see 2 of them angle spears towards you. You see that they are stone-tipped spears wrapped with sinew, and you see a little closer that they are definitely humanoid, you know, 2 legs, 2 arms. Their heads are really unusual looking. They have no eyes that you can see, no nose, sort of a rudimentary mouth, smooth. Their skin is dark. So the 2 with spears, all you see are the smooth faces. But there's one behind that the face has actually opened up and is about 2 feet wide. And on the inside, there are all these lights that are pouring out. Just
out of his face?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, out of its face. So it's like flash bulbs. There's no sound. Like, these colors aren't making any sound, but just coming at a real rapid pace.
Awesome.
And they're going,
Interesting.
So, Dagon, roll a insight. That is another insight-y kind of thing.
Insight-y. Uh-oh.
This is not the best episode for somebody with average intelligence.
First of all, it's wisdom, and I am actually kind of wise. Nevertheless, a 7.
No idea. You recognize their sounds as, like, not specifically aggressive. You know, one of the ones washing clothes made an afraid sound, a little bit intimidated. The 2 with the spear are nervous, but not growling and snarling. So you definitely pick up that this isn't a straightforward, we're bad guys and we're going to kill you situation. But you have no idea why they're attacking you with their lights.
Dagon just slows down and then, like, puts both hands up and goes, like, hi, I just want to talk. Hello.
The 2 with spears do the perfect look at each other kind of thing with their heads cocked, and then they look back at you and still are pointing spears, but they're not advancing.
I like try common and orc.
Okay.
For languages.
Skankra, what are you doing?
I'll head over and say, hello, hello, it's so nice to meet you. Please excuse my dwarf assistant here. He's very excitable, but he's mostly harmless. We're here to visit you, see how you're doing, and want to know if you've seen any racist wizards walking.
I see one right in front of us.
Go ahead and roll an insight as well.
I'm not racist. I'm just meist.
Yeah, that's true.
15.
Oh, nice. It's obvious that they don't understand you, but you definitely get the sense that the lights are communication. The one behind the 2 spears that has the face fence open steps around the 2 spear carriers and walks towards both you and Dagon with its hands out. Again, the lights just flicker, flicker, flicker. Every color, intricate patterns just...
See, he trusts me because I'm trustworthy.
The sounds that this one is making is like... Which I don't know if that's translating, but it's sort of like talking to an animal that you don't want to have panic. Kind of a soothing, calming sound.
So Dagon does the same kind of noises in return. With his hands outstretched. Maybe, like, touches his hands.
That needs to be my ringtone.
So the creature pats you on the shoulder in a patronizing kind of way. Very nice.
Good boy. Good dwarf. See, he's animal handling you, too.
Dagon sits down.
You stole the diamond from a concubine of a wizard who could read your mind. You got nowhere to hide. Don't.
stole the gold from the dwarven graves. Then got yourself lost in the caves. You got nowhere to hide, nowhere to run.
Are you lonely? Do you struggle to make friends amongst those who have intentionally touched someone of the gender they're attracted to? Do you sweat at odd occasions and in odd locations? Does every pair of your underwear have speed holes, but you have military-grade internet access? Then you might be right for the exciting world of podcasting. Grab a mic and beam your voice out into oblivion for no discernible reason. Battle the despair by imagining that someone's actually listening. They're not. Join Skankraw and his minions talking on the internet, and you too can be a podcaster. Podcasting, it takes up time. Thanks for listening to Wisdom of One. If you enjoyed our particular brand of nonsense, please leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcasting service. We can be found online at wisdomofonepodcast.com and on Instagram and Facebook at Wisdom of One Podcast. You can email us at info@wisdomofonepodcast.com. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode in which Dagon and Skankrock get into a petty squabble about nothing, ignore all of Sean's plot points, and most likely wind up dead.